Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Jess is still in an ice bath after doing the women's mini marathon. So in her stead, we have Ciara O'Brien, tech correspondent for the Irish Times. Ciara, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I hope you sponsored her.
Well, I was very positively disposed towards her. thanks for asking me that question on air.
You can still sponsor
her. I will immediately go and give some money to somebody.
I did. Go on.
In the meantime, yes. You are here to talk bug bites because you wouldn't have thought it, but there is a tech solution to them.
There is. There's always a tech solution. And I mean, look, I am like McDonald's for mosquitoes. They absolutely love me. We were on holiday recently and I woke up one morning to find they had gone to town in the middle of the night and my ankles were absolutely elephantine in proportions. But, you know, I've been looking at this thing, this tiny little device that actually made everything better. And
this is it.
Yes. This actually lives on my keyring. Yeah, it's like a USB dongle, fits into your phone. So what it does is it's a company called Heated. Let's get the basics out first. Company called Heated, they're a German company. They make this. So this is made in Europe, or it's designed in Europe anyway. It's probably made in China, who knows. And what it is it uses something called hyperthermic treatment, which is heat. Because I've tried everything. Like, I mean, I have tried the things that electrocute the bites on your legs, the stuff that gets you in the back of the throat, you know, the when you breathe it in, ammonia, afterbite, that stuff. Every time you open it up, I've tried all sorts of potions. Nothing stopped the itch. This did, this tiny little thing. And there is an app on your phone that you download. You plug this into your phone and you tell it, you know, how long you want to treat it. I'm going to demonstrate it on you, actually, because I do have a phone here. How are you with being burned?
I don't have anything that's currently itchy, thankfully.
Well, we'll just do it on your arm. Okay. It'll be fine. So
it's in your phone. Oh, so it stays attached to the phone while you use it. Oh,
and it pops up this nice little app. So now, what I will say to anybody who, I did a review of this for the Irish Times last Thursday, anybody who read the review will know, stick to the instructions. Don't do what I did. I went, it's like short is like 3 seconds. Medium is 7. Long is 9 seconds. How long can 9 seconds be? I'm really itchy. I'm just going to go with long and I'm going to go with adult and I'm just going to put this on my skin. And it's not the most comfortable thing in the world. So you got to build it up a little bit. Get used to it first. Because this gets hot. This little bit here, this little
powered
tiny,
from the phone.
Powered from your phone. It gets hot. You hold it against your skin for the required length of time. And then it stops the itching magically. I'm saying it's magic. I know it's science. It's an actual science paper that I found written on this treatment.
Is there?
There is, yes. If you look it up.
Okay, so.
So we're going to do this.
I'll give you a bit of arm. Which bit of arm?
We'll do it on the back of your arm rather than very sensitive underside of your arm.
Developing itches from talking about it so much. Apologies.
It's like when somebody starts talking about head lice, you know, as soon as those messages go out in the skill.
So what's the theory? So you're going to line it. Okay, it's glowing.
Yeah, so what it does is it heats this up. And the idea is that the heat disrupts. First of all, if you get it close enough after the bite, it'll disrupt the proteins that whatever insect has injected into you. So it doesn't just work for mosquitoes. It works for horsefly bites, which you can get here. I've seen a couple of them. You will work for wasp stings. It'll work for bee stings. So basically, I now put it on anything that looks like it might be a bug bite that itches. And it works. Now, I came home. I ordered this on Amazon because I'd seen this in CES. CES 2023.
You seen it
in
what?
It's a consumer electronics exhibition. Massive nerd fest every January. Anybody goes, absolutely loves it. You walk around Las Vegas for a couple of days. The legs are walked off you. Jess has been a few times. They were at this. They didn't have samples because their samples got impounded by customs. So they had to order their own product off Amazon to give out to people. But I've been kind of thinking about it. I was like, oh, you know, maybe this won't work. Maybe this will be another, you know, one of these, you know, things that electrocute you and it doesn't work and I'm going to spend money on this. But I decided after Mallorca that I was going to, while I was still in Mallorca and I was itching and thought I was going to like die of the itch, that we thought we'd do this.
All right.
So we're going to do it on short, right? So it gives you like all the you know, it gives you the warning, right? So it does this.
Oh, good Lord.
And then you put it on your arm.
Hmm.
And you'll feel it heating up a bit, right? Not the worst thing in the world.
That can't do anything.
It absolutely does.
No, you lie.
I swear,
really?
I paid my own money for this.
I was expecting to be branded for life.
I did have it on child mode now, Anton.
So,
you know.
That's why
right. So we'll put it on long, we'll put it on adult and we'll see. We'll leave
my
it on.
My understanding is that there are some, hit me with the adult one there. There are some stings, like for instance, what do we call them? Stingrays, where they recommend that you use water as hot as you can possibly stand. Ah, that's got a little air.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Now, that feels very much like a cigarette put out on me.
Yes. There you go.
Have I a mark?
But it doesn't leave any marks. No, it leaves no marks. It is slightly uncomfortable. Now, it's still on sensitive skin, so, you know.
Thanks very much.
I did that at least.
So how much does it cost?
€30. Now, it'll cost you a fiver to get a chip. Now, here's a bit of serendipity for you, because when we ran this on Thursday, I bought mine on Amazon. There's three different versions. There's one for USB-C Android phones. There's one for the iPhone, the Lightning port, because obviously there's different things. And then there's another one that they've brought out recently that is for, it's USB-C for Android and Apple. So the Android one will not work in an Apple phone. I've tried it, doesn't work. That one is only available on their website for now. In 2 weeks' time, it's going on to Amazon. But up until the weekend, they didn't actually ship to Ireland from the website. And it turns out I got an email this morning from the company to say, we've had a lot of sales on Amazon. We had a lot of emails asking us why we weren't shipping to Ireland in the last couple of days. Because obviously I've been directing people to the website and now they're shipping to Ireland. So for a fiver, you can have it shipped directly to you.
What are the other tech alternatives, if any, for bug bite intervention? Is this in a world of its own?
This is in a world of its own. I've seen a couple of heat pens and stuff. This is actually the most convenient option for me because, as I said, it plugs into your phone. It treats the bite depending on, you know, the severity of it. And then it knocks itself off straight away. So you don't have to remember to turn it off, which is also a big thing of mine.
Now, what about battery life? Because one of the issues with heat is it takes a lot of power to create heat.
This has not impacted the battery life on my phone at all. So once you take it out, the app shuts down and then there's no more power being drawn from your phone. It's a very small amount of power.
Is it one and done, or can you continue to apply it to the same bug bite? Or if you do continue,
yes.
does it continue to be efficacious if reapplied?
Because when I came home, as I said, I had this waiting for me when I came home because I couldn't hack the itching anymore. So I had this waiting for me when I came home. I used it on bites that were a couple of days old and I used it on a couple of new ones that I picked up on the way out of the country. So it worked equally as well on the old bites. Obviously, you won't have to treat the new ones as much. I think it took three treatments before the old ones stopped itching. And they do, there is a safety warning to leave it at least 2 minutes in between treatments.
So that you don't sear a little spot onto yourself.
Nobody wants a burn.
Does it work for stings as well as bites? If I have been introduced to a bee or a wasp, will it work?
Now, they say it works for stings, for bee stings and wasp stings as well. I have not tried this because I don't like getting stung. So I used it on what was available to me.
Surely for journalistic reasons, you would have taken one for the team.
You would think so, but no, you would be wrong. The last time I got stung by a wasp, I got stung in the wrist. It was very painful. I did not enjoy it much. I was not keen to try that, even in the name of journalism. But they say it works for stings and bites. So if it does half of what it did on this, I'm happy to recommend it. So.
What about warranty and maintenance? Have you any concerns that this will get through one summer and you will dig it out of whatever drawer it lives in through the winter to find it stone dead and useless?
Well, you'd have to ask me that next year. But I have no real concerns of that, because it's the same as anything that takes power off your phone. Look, as long as you treat it right and don't bash it around. And like, this actually sits into a nice little holder and it attaches to a key ring. So it goes on my keys. So it's like you know what they say about your the best camera you have is the one with you, which is usually your phone. This is always with me.
Which is hugely handy, because then presumably the idea being that you go on holidays and as soon as you spot the bug bite, because I assume however efficacious it may be in older bites, the idea is to get it into use as
quickly as possible. Yeah. But look, the thing is, like, I mean, I spend a fortune on, you know, sprays to keep them away. Prevention is always better than cure, especially if you're going somewhere where, you know, there's diseases like malaria and whatever. It's not going to do anything for malaria. It'll stop the itching, but, you know, you're on your own on the malaria front. But I think that, you know, the amount I've spent on the miracle cures, you know, all of these miracle cures, that this actually, if I have to buy a new one every year, €30, it's the cost per use on this one. Believe me, it's a fraction of a cent. Even at this point, I've had that many bug bites.
Name of company again?
Heatit. It's heatit.de is the website.
Can I give you a useless fact about malaria?
Go on.
The British Raj in India, when they used to have to take quinine, it was in tonic water. So they would add alcohol to make it taste better, which means a G&T is the only thing where the alcohol is the mixer.
That is, and you know, that's a very good reason to drink more gin and tonics.
Yes, exactly. Between that thing, you get rid of the itch and you protect against malaria just a little. Obviously, that's not a medical recommendation. If you are going anywhere that has malaria, get better treatment than G's and T's. That's pretty much it for us this morning on the Pat Kenny Show. Big thank you to Ciara O'Brien, tech correspondent for the Irish Times.